passion and expertise really matter. And I have team members that are heavy on empathy. So maybe that's a way I can justify my 20. I'm feeling bad about this, literally as we're talking. But I'm just... I feel it burning. Hey guys, it's Jeff. Happy New Year. How are you? Today is Friday, January 8th, 2016. And it's about 8:45 in the morning. So we're getting this recording in out of the gate on a Friday morning. Can't believe the first week of January has already flown past. We're definitely already into 2016 mode. Things are feeling great. And we're gonna do the program, of course, in three segments. First, key learnings. Second, transformation segment. And third, the recommendation segment. So to get started and jump right in, you could not go anywhere this week without running into something about goals. Goals, 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 right? SMART goals. Long-term goals, three-month goals. Everywhere you go, there was some segment, some podcast, some blog post, some talk about goal setting. Goal setting is really critical, of course. In the last episode, we reviewed 2015 goals. And here on episode 37, we're not going to set 2016 goals, but we're going to talk about how we're setting 2016 goals, because I really haven't set my 2016 goals yet. It's just kind of jumped right in. And have a good sense of what I want to do. But you know, when I do set them, I am going to use the SMART goal setting approach. And John Lee Dumas, the famous podcaster, Entrepreneur on Fire, he's made his rounds. He just launched a new book called The Freedom Journal. He's really pushing SMART goals. SMART goals have been around, you know, for quite some time. But SMART goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And so when you are doing your goal setting, be it long-term goals with a 10-year time horizon or three-month sprint type of goals, I think taking the SMART goals approach, once again, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound is really the way to go. And you know, as we've said all along, how do you know if you're successful unless you set a goal and achieve that goal, and constantly adjust and refine towards making that goal? So we'll jump into goal setting in the coming weeks, but just wanted to provide that framework that I'll be using for goal setting. Something I'm really excited to talk about, and it's been kind of rattling in my brain. Things hit me at different points in time, either when I'm working out or in the shower or whatever, walking around. What's your leadership equation? So we're jumping into the transformation segment right now. As I was planning, you know, we're going to have the sales kickoff next Friday, right here in this room next Friday morning. And as I was walking through the planning process for the sales kickoff and then working with the broader organization on really setting up and achieving our 2016 goals, what is the leadership equation? And leadership is something that we have to take into consideration if you're leading a company, if you're leading a team, if you're an individual contributor, or you're leading clients, you're leading a professional organization, you're leading a community organization. I think leadership comes in all walks of life. And I even talked to my fourth grader and first grader, two boys, about leadership and taking leadership on the playground, taking leadership in the classroom. And I've come up with a leadership equation. I'd love to know what your leadership equation is, because it's something that's really critical. So my leadership equation is comprised of three parts. It's a linear equation. It's not any fancy algorithm, right? It's pretty straightforward. It's a function of, so we have passion, right, is the first aspect of the leadership equation. Expertise, and then empathy. Now, leadership equation. So for my industry and my business and my methods, professional services firm, consulting, growth orientation, this leadership equation makes sense for me. It might not make sense for you, but it's a framework, it's an approach to use. And what's critical, if you think about your leadership equation, how effective are you? How do you score yourself to set yourself up for a strong 2016 to really drive leadership? And you know, a lot of our program content here is about taking transforming ourselves and rising above the fray and taking it to the next level. And we often talk about taking your social selling to the next level, transforming from a sales leader to a thought leader. And so this notion of leadership is pervasive. So my leadership equation, I'm just going to score myself to quantify it. This is the way I think about it. So you have to have a balance of these. You can be heavy in one area or another, but there's definitely has to be a balance. And there's even weightings, right? So there's levels of high, medium, and low attached. So I would say let's just run through my leadership equation here real quick. So leadership equation on passion, I'll say a 9, right? So I'm a 9. If I was any more passionate, I'd literally be driving to your office and like walking through your front door saying, let's have a meeting. So 9 on passion, that's cool. That I love passion, really passionate about what we do. Expertise in my field, hey, 2016, feeling good, it's Friday morning. I'm gonna give myself a 7. Our market, this industry, digital marketing, kind of the technology space, technology content and data, it's changing so rapidly that you certainly, if you achieve an expert level of 7, it means you have a command, but there's a lot more to learn or you're constantly learning. I think that's pretty strong. So a 7 on expertise. Empathy, that's the third element of my personal leadership equation. Empathy, can you identify, can you walk in someone else's shoes? Just to be honest, this is the purpose of this video. I'm probably a 4. I struggle to admit that, right? So everyone talks about empathy, but I'm full of passion, pretty much know what I do, and I have pretty strong opinions on what I do. I fail often with empathy. And because I am so passionate, because I feel like I have a command on our space, always want to learn, of course, and I'm always learning. But this notion of empathy is something I'm really going to work on this year. And really taking the time to think what others are thinking, think about what others want. And that's Sales 101, right? Like literally Sales 101 is listening, learning, really just crafting solutions. So let's add this all up, right? So if you 13, this is a 20. Is that a 20? 94 is 11. Whoop! Yep, it's a 20. All right. So if you think the total score is 30, leadership is top 10%, right? So which is equal to a if you achieve a 10% status, 10% of 30 is 3, you get 27. So you need to shoot for a goal of 27, and I'm a 20. Now, I could fiddle and I could argue to give me higher points here, but I'm a 20 out of 27 on my leadership equation, so I've got a ton of work to do. I really need to focus on empathy. And I have a passion and desire to help all of us out there evolve and transform and share your knowledge and expertise and rise above the fray and take your social selling to the next level. And if this framework is helpful to you, because look, think about this. Let's just one more minute on this framework. Passion, expertise, and empathy. In my business, this really matters. Passion and expertise really matter. And I have team members that are heavy on empathy. So maybe that's a way I can justify my 20. I'm feeling bad about this literally as we're talking. But I'm just being transparent. If you're a doctor, expertise, you better be a 10. Empathy, I want you up there like a 8 or 9. Passion, I would have a really smart, precise, knowledgeable, and compassionate physician who's like a dud. And if he's a dud or she is a dud, great, fix me up. So that's why this balance is really important. So in my world, I actually am pretty disappointed in myself at a 20. But that's why we're here, right? We're here to evolve and transform and work and become our best self, as they say all the time. So look for empathy. Empathy is going to be one of the keys I focus on. And that means more one-on-one dialogue, right? So more ability to engage with individuals and understand what they're thinking and then try to craft solutions, or just come up with ways to engage with them. I won't even take it in the sales context, because even with your colleagues, passion and expertise and blazing a trail can get you far, But unless someone's willing to meet you and you meet someone on their terms, it's all for naught. So anyway, let's move on. Got to work on that 20. So lastly, one of the cool things about the program that that's happened recently, just getting lots of notes from lots of the great audience members and lots of people I dialogue with on LinkedIn around this notion of transformation and evolving from a sales leader to a thought leader. And the question is, like, literally, this is a question I've gotten. Should I go set up my own .com, you know, joesmith.com, and to reveal and express myself personally, or should I just leave it up to LinkedIn and just publish on LinkedIn and let LinkedIn kind of, you know, be my base of operations? So if you would have asked me last year, I'd say go build your own .com, load it up with content, and then figure out a way to interact with the two if you want to express yourself personally. The answer changes constantly. And I heard a really cool podcast, which will be part of our podcast recommendation this week, around this phrase, don't build on rented land, don't build your house on rented land, meaning always own and control your digital footprint and try to bring people back to your digital footprint, most likely your website. If you leave your audience members or your clients, customers, whatever, community members, over on a Facebook group or on a LinkedIn group, you have access to them, but those social platforms could take that access away from you at any point. And it's happened. Look at YouTube Red. Many examples of social networks shutting down, blocking access. You know, Facebook has suppressed organic reach. And so that's why the power is really shifting. And we want to consider, yes, you should still build your own .com, and yes, you should also publish on social platforms. And what's the key driver of social selling? It's because the social platforms like Facebook, like LinkedIn, are now curating our worlds. So they're effectively trying to kill the open internet, right? So the open internet was lots of web pages, lots of websites, lots of blogs. You'd go in and you'd search and you know through Google and figure out what resonates and then go and visit. It's so hard to drag somebody to your owned website right now, drag someone off of Facebook, drag someone off of LinkedIn. I specifically have an example of the same blog post I've posted on my own website compared to posting it on Pulse. I get 5 times the traffic on Pulse because it's right there, it's convenient. People are on LinkedIn already, and to drag them off of LinkedIn over to the website, that's a big challenge. So just a consideration, there's no hard rule other than you know, what the great discussion I heard on the podcast recommendation. You know, before we get into that, so why is Facebook changing the world, right? What's really the deal? So the algorithm Facebook developed is around curating your world. Netflix has an algorithm to curate your world. So Facebook, you know, Netflix, LinkedIn, they're presenting you content in your feed and curating your feed to tell you things that you would like. Formerly, Google was there to search and respond to your requests. Now, search is still key. Search still drives, you know, a significant volume. But where the world's heading, the notion of the platforms owning all the time online, publishers giving up their content to the platforms like Facebook, like the Washington Post example, that's why it's so important to participate in social platforms and social selling, but build this network model where you have your own space that you control, where you kind of refine your messaging and you can bring people to your party and get their, you know, what we really want is their email information, right, to communicate with them. But then at the same point, play out and make sure you have the right set of social platforms that align with your persona. And that's the spirit of the podcast recommendation this week. It's from Social Media Examiner, and it's a real nerdy podcast. It's a nerdy marketing podcast. Well, I don't want to say, no offense, right, to Michael Stelzner, but I love Social Media Examiner. It's a podcast dedicated to, of course, social media, but this podcast in particular was a really cool debate, a nerdy debate. It featured Mitch Joel and Mark Schaefer. Is blogging dead? Should you still build your house, you know, building your house on rented land, does, you know, does that apply still? And, you know, lots of people have covered this podcast this week. Content Marketing Institute podcast covered it as well. But net, the answer is it's just build this network, right? So have your own space. Always try to drive traffic back to your owned website, your own .com, if you will. But then opportunistically focus on social media platforms that align with your persona and work those platforms and just have a really great balance, a really great portfolio of your digital footprint. And that, once again, that doesn't mean participate everywhere. Like, I'm personally messing around with Snapchat. I'm not sure it's even important for my demographic. It's fun. You know, I'm getting a kick out of it. I'm getting tips from, you know, some of the young folks over here. But just pick a few social platforms. For me, it's, of course, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and my website for the company and also my personal blog. So that's my network that I'm emphasizing. And then it's also things offsite, right, like other podcasts, like the Missing Link podcast on Rainmaker FM and other podcasts that I've been interviewed on. So anyway, that's the deal. We're wrapping it up. As always, you know, go set your goals. Go set your SMART goals. I'd love to hear about your leadership equation. You know, mine, once again, passion, expertise, and empathy, and what really resonates within your market, within your industry, and score it. And give yourself an honest score, and then give yourself something to work on. So that's a wrap. As always, hope you have a great week, a great 2016, a great sales kickoff if you're having one in the next week or two. And let's go out there and think like marketers and sell like animals. Cheers.